All Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Friday, exclusively on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel, game day ready since 1922.
Good morning. I love the show. You guys pump me up every morning on the way to work.
Losing ourselves, I'm
Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
We want to pump you up.
Go, Bills! Let's go!
I gotta say, I'm just fired up to be here today.
I love Buffalo. Go, Bills!
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Happy Football Friday. Jeremy White, Sneaky Joe DiBiase with you here on WGR. We'll be here for Football Fridays for months.
And months, presumably.
It is Football Friday, and it is brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino, call the 8s, and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel, game day ready since 1922. It's not just any season. It's the last season at the current Highmark Stadium. Next year, we'll have a whole new set of routines to learn and get to, but how things change and what to expect this year for that, we bring in Andy Major of the Buffalo Bills, Bills Vice President of Operations and Guest Experience. Andy, good morning. Happy football season.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
We're good. We're good. Excited to get to Highmark for the final home opener in the current version of Highmark Stadium. And, you know, I'm always excited to get there and kind of look across the street, Andy. You know, as you guys plan out this year, how often are you in meetings to talk about the rollout of what next year's game days will be?
Yeah, we're in a lot of meetings all the time. I feel like, you know, it's never ending. You know, there's so much going on across the street. You know, as you guys have seen it and our fans have seen it through the first few events we've had here this year, stadium's going up fast. It's really moving along. You know, I like to look at the stadium from Chestnut Ridge. It looks like a spaceship from Chestnut Ridge Park. Mm-hmm. But it's incredible. Yeah, a lot of meetings, a lot of advanced work. And, you know, we still have one more year left in the current Highmark Stadium. So there's a lot we're trying to, you know, make sure we get right this season for the fans and for our team before we head over across the street.
Are you excited to not have to deal with snow removal things as often at the new stadium? I'd say it will never happen, but it seems like it won't happen as often.
Well, it's funny you bring that up. We talk about meetings. We had a meeting about snow removal even yesterday.
Okay.
About the plans and how that's going to work over there. There's going to be a lot less snow, hopefully, for us to have to move out of there, but there still will be snow. It's an open-air stadium, and we'll still have to plan to make sure the field's ready and the fans are safe. So, all in the works.
No snow in the forecast for Sunday night against Baltimore, thankfully.
Don't jinx it.
Hey, maybe later in the season we get some. But all right, Andy, so the opener, what about this game? How are the Bills trying to make this game special? We know about the halftime drone show, but it's a Sunday night opener. It's not just any season. It's not just any opponent. It's not just any game. I mean, this is obviously a big, high-profile event. So what can fans expect coming in to make this the final home opener in this stadium a little more special?
Yeah, you really hit it on the head with the matchup and Sunday Night Football and arguably, you know, maybe the two top teams along with the Chiefs there. But incredibly exciting about Sunday night. We are just as excited as the fans. A lot going on. You mentioned the drone show, which is something that's going to be pretty cool and pretty special for fans to see. But we've got a lot going on with the final season, a commemorative coin, commemorative logo, commemorative patch on the jerseys for the farewell season. You know, a lot of these things will be available in the Bills store. They're doing a commemorative coin for the last ever home opener in the stadium, and that also will be available for fans inside the team store. Commemorative souvenir buckets of popcorn and merchandise and cups. And one really cool thing I think the fans are going to want to really be a part of. At the end of the first quarter, we're going to do a panoramic photo of the entire stadium. Everybody who's in their seats, anybody who's out on the field, there'll be a panoramic photo taken at the end of that first quarter to kind of commemorate the last ever game in Highmark Stadium, the current Highmark. And then fans can tag themselves online once that's up online. And then even 3 days later, I think it's 3 days later, it'll be available in the team store as well. So that might be something pretty cool for us to you know, all be involved. You guys will have to get out of that press box and out of your seats and make sure, you know, you're waving and you're in that photo. It'll be a lot of fun.
I'll be in a seat. Andy, that's not the first time you guys have done this. Like the term gigapixel comes to mind or something. You've done these photos before?
I remember a Miami game, Andy, maybe, but maybe you've done them even more than that.
Yeah, good call. We actually did this a number of years ago. I was talking with our marketing folks, and, you know, it went over really well. The fans really liked it. It was a kind of a, you know, unique thing back at that time. I think it's approaching almost a decade that we've done this.
Yeah.
And, you know, now with the technology, oh, my gosh, you know, the technology would be so great. You know, you'll really be able to zoom in and see yourself pretty clearly in that photo. So it's going to be something special.
So that's end of the first quarter. Is there an in-stadium announcement for like the moment it happens, or is a sweeping panorama happen for like 30 seconds?
Yeah, I think we're going to have some kind of a PA announcement, okay, a real reminder to the fans. You know, we're really excited about that, and I think that'll come out really great. I still have the one from when we did it years ago. It's hanging up in my office. I'm looking at it right now as we speak.
Yeah.
So it'll be a great commemorative item, I think, for fans to remember the home opener.
Very cool. So that's the end of the first quarter, and then halftime, the drone show. Entry this year, any new policies? Sometimes things come down from the league. Sometimes it's a team change about gates or points of entry. What should fans know about that for this year when they're walking in?
Yeah, guys, I mean, pretty similar to what we've seen in the past. Last year, we did add some new walkthrough magnetometers at our gates 5 and 6. This year, we're adding those same new walkthrough magnetometers at gate 2. And we'll have some, you know, spaced out in some other areas. So we're using these as our kind of dry run, test run before we head into the new stadium. But these are called CHEA open gates. They really expedite the fan entry process. It's a little more efficient, obviously a lot safer for fans, more efficient, gets them in a little bit quicker. They don't have to take as many items out of their pockets. They can walk through the magnetometer with their bag. It'll scan and take care of their bag entry. Bags may still need to be checked, of course, but really expedites the process, and we're excited about that. Other than that, you know, our big challenge this year, guys, is parking. Yeah. You know, we lost almost 1,000 plus spaces because of the construction project this year, and we've worked really hard to offset the loss of those spaces with the Erie County, with ECC, even with our parking partners, Premium Parking, the Sheriff, DOT, et cetera. We worked with a lot of different folks to try to add more spaces back, and we're doing that. So we're going to have a lot of additional parking spaces at ECC South. So if fans don't have a parking permit through the Bills or possibly a parking permit through one of the neighborhood lots, and they're just kind of showing up, we recommend ECC as, you know, a really good fallback for fans this year.
Are those lost spots mostly on the side of where the stadium is being built?
Yes, they exactly are. So the north side, it was the old lot 4, guys, and it's this year in the new stadium. It'll be, you might have heard us refer to it as Family Circle. Mm-hmm. So the new Family Circle for the new stadium, where the old lot 4 used to be, is the area we lost for this final season.
Are traffic patterns affected at all, or will those be the same this year? Or any effect to that due to the construction?
No, you know what? The traffic patterns should be very similar, and that's I think the good news for fans. Our fans have been great. I'll be honest; like, this has been a very stressful few years of the construction project, trying to make sure, you know, we're doing everything we possibly can to help our fans park, to get around. You know, last year we were a bit nervous about losing the other parking lot we lost, and how that was going to work with our fans. And you know, we asked our fans, and we're asking them again this year, please have an advanced parking plan, carpool to the best of your ability. I think last year the fans did that. We saw it. And I think for the most part, the ingress, the arrivals, fans were able to find parking in the neighborhood lots. Our partners in ECC and the neighborhood lots, the neighborhood lot owners, they've been great. Whether it's even opening up even a few extra spaces here and there makes a big difference. So big season for us ahead, but we think the fans will, you know, do the same thing. You know, they're going to find their spots. They're going to have a plan, and they'll carpool the best they can. I think they see what we're talking about. Huge project across that street. It's exciting, but it's also, hey, we still have a season here. We still want to be at these amazingly exciting games with the Buffalo Bills as one of the contenders for the, you know, the Super Bowl, and they want to be able to enjoy their tailgating and get into that game as easy as they can.
Andy, once inside, concessions. We saw a graphic going around yesterday about the expensive prices of hot dogs, and someone ranked hot dogs from 1 to 32, and without checking all of the 32 teams in the league and their hot dog prices, I don't know how accurate the graphic was. It did place the Bills as having the most expensive hot dog. Is that report accurate?
Yeah, so we'd love to clear the air on hot dog gate.
All right, but we got a gate.
Hot dogs were in the neighborhood of $6.75 last year. So even our footlongs were $9. So we sell a great Salins hot dog, hot, delicious, and the price is basically around NFL average. So yeah, those prices. I'm not sure where that came from, but we saw that too, and we're kind of shocked that we were right at the top of that list, but. Yeah, definitely not factual.
All right, well, that's good. That's good to know. Also, when it comes to season ticket holders and what they might be expecting, you know, like commemorative stuff, should they expect anything coin in this game? Anything throughout the season? Anything coming their way for more ways to commemorate the stadium?
Yeah, I appreciate you asking that one. You know, we are doing a very special and unique season ticket member gift. It's actually on the way now. If fans haven't gotten it yet, they should get it any day here, the next couple of days. I'm not going to say exactly what it is, but I would tell you, I've seen it. I love it. I think it's unique. I think it's very special. I think the fans will really, really like it. I think it's something that, you know, they'll keep forever, honestly. But what's another cool thing about that, Deion Dawkins did some special deliveries of that to kind of help us kick that off. So that might even hit today on our social media sites for fans to get a sneak peek.
All right. Okay.
Very good. What about end of season? I know fans have asked us a lot about this, and I know you've got the question too about, like, I don't know about seats being taken home, but things from the stadium when it closes that season ticket holders or other fans can
this
can
might
have
be a follow-up. Can you chop the bleachers into pieces?
That's
is
what
that,
I mean.
Is
right?
That going to happen?
It's not like an arena where you could just take all the seats out. Like, there's long bleachers across in a lot of the stadium.
No, hey, guys, that's a really great question, and that's something we've been working on, I'll be honest, for almost two seasons now. We've done a lot of research with stadiums that have closed down, teams that have moved. We've talked to a lot of their operations folks, a lot of their security folks. And, you know, we want to have an advanced plan with our seats, our turf, the elements within the stadium. We've worked really closely with Erie County and a few other partners to really roll something special out for the fan base. So I don't have all the details now to share, but there'll be something coming in the next few weeks here very shortly that I think the fans, our season ticket holders, they're all going to get very excited about. But I will say, you know, we are concerned about the security around that situation. You know, we've amped up our video surveillance, our security, our undercover security. We know fans are going to get excited and you know, they're going to want to remember this stadium, and we're trying to be proactive with that. To share, you know, here's the plan, guys. You don't have to, you know, try to break seats and steal stuff off the walls, that kind of thing. We're going to have a program for you to do it the right way. And by the way, we need those items in place because we have a full season ahead,
right,
and we have hopeful playoff games in January. So we want to keep the stadium intact.
So don't take the memorabilia into your own hands is what you're saying, basically.
Please, yeah. And thank you.
All right. Yeah. Andy Major joining us here on a Football Friday. Andy, thanks for the time, and best of luck this season. I'm sure we'll talk again before it's through.
Hey, guys, really, really appreciate it. Thank you very much, and go Bills. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Andy.
Thanks, Andy.
Andy Major, the Bills Vice President of Operations and Guest Experience. Coming up at 9:30, we're going to get some of the new food items that are coming in. Excited about that.
Oh, that's 1 hour.
Yeah.
I didn't eat anything this morning.
Perfect.
Although I really never eat.
Good plan.
Breakfast. So.
He mentioned Deion Dawkins is doing a social media rollout of this gift, this season ticket holder gift that fans are going to get. There's also an event coming up I wanted to tell you about. There's going to be a watch party week 2. So next week the Bills play the Jets, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in partnership with Dion's Dreamers, there's going to be a watch party at the, what is it here? At like the Richardson Complex, 444 Forest Avenue. Okay. So you can basically go and there'll be food trucks. It's family-friendly, kids, dogs, anything. Food trucks, a lot of food trucks. Tap and craft beer, tap beer and craft beer, a tent for food. So it's coming up Sunday of the Jets game. They're on the road. If you want to go to this event, looks like a good time. So jump into that if you want to. Again, Dion Streamer's putting on an event that'll be at the Richardson Complex. So out on the lawn, big screen TV, watch the game. If the weather is beautiful, which it probably will be because this is the elite season, then you've got yourself a good time. So there you go. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Chris Brown coming up in about 5 minutes as we gear up for this Football Friday and take you to kickoff. Also about pregame. Sorry, I meant to mention this. So GR's pregame, it's a 8:20 game. Our pregame starts at 1 back here in studio, but starting at 3 o'clock, and we're doing this for a couple games this year. Like Nate and I are on at 3. You come in at 5. Mm-hmm. We are not going to be in the press box. We're going to be out in a tent. We've done that before, kind of out in the lots a little bit instead of up in the press box. So excited to do that.
Definitely.
Right out in front of the store.
Definitely, especially with the weather this time of year. We'll see how exciting that will be in the heat of December, the middle of December.
There's
heaters and stuff,
though. We definitely at one point did all of our post-game, all of our pre-game in the elements. But there'd be years I'm doing pre-game where we are not, like, the games are not on our station. We're just in some lot with a blowtorch heating device throwing. Oh, yeah. Just doing pre-game, wearing 7 layers.
Yep.
All right, that's drought bills, too.
With a tent?
Yeah.
So you at least had a tent.
A tent and a blowtorch, heat, propane, jet engine, like whatever.
Torpedo heater.
Yeah, there you go. You have one of those?
Torpedo heater.
Dad does. I don't personally own one.
My father-in-law has one. They are pretty great. But you cannot, if you stand in front of it, it'll melt your coat like a jet engine. Over the years of our tailgates, camper lot, wherever we are, we definitely have... There'll be every couple of years someone's coat, they're standing in the wrong spot. Like, oh, yeah, it looks like you got too close to the torpedo.
It'll melt.
Here. Oh, yeah.
Are these the things they have on the sidelines?
No.
Those are just big heaters of fans?
I shouldn't say that. I don't know what they have on the sidelines.
They stand in front of them, so maybe it's that's why I'm thinking maybe it's different. Because you will see players standing right in front of those heaters.
Okay.
I think.
It might be the same thing. But I feel like you wouldn't want something like this. You really don't want these torpedo heaters anywhere near people.
They actually look like a big industrial version of this, but maybe like with different...
The sideline ones?
Yeah, right, I'm looking at a picture of one right now, and it looks similar, but it's not exactly the same.
Like you wouldn't want someone that's like running off the field, gets pushed out of bounds. Last night this happened. Jalen Hurts got pushed into a cameraman. You get pushed into this heater, and it's just like, immediate melting of the jersey and maybe worse.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't want that at all. 803-0550. Chargers and Chiefs tonight. Rich Eisen and Kurt Warner on the call. Meanwhile, Tarico Collinsworth, the Sunday night crew, they're on the game last night. Are they flying in today? Into town today and ready for their...
I would imagine, unless they're taking a... Because they were in Philly last night, right? So
get in town, extra day. Get ready for Bills Ravens.
Collinsworth. He's starting to drive me nuts. More than like... I was never a big hater of Collinsworth. But now, I don't know, every year I feel like it's getting a little worse and worse. And I'm not even just doing the, oh, he just compares everybody to Mahomes thing.
Yeah, for me.
He said the thing about Parsons yesterday. It was provably untrue about how, if they'd signed Parsons, then a third of their salary cap would have been 3 players. Like, no, wouldn't have. You don't know how contracts in the league work if you think Parsons would have been a $50 million cap hit this season.
Right. I mean, to make that point in a game when you're playing the Eagles, who have like the most awesome players all signed to these big contracts and their cap hits are all low.
It's like he was reading off a page that Jerry Jones had written for him and slipped him in a commercial
break. Have you noticed there's been a little bit of that? All of a sudden there's like, oh, you know what? Actually, Parsons might have been kind of not a great guy, kind of a diva, kind of maybe teammates didn't like him. Like, all right.
That's
sure.
That's Jerry.
That's right. That's
Jerry's he's slipping little notes to everybody.
Yeah, you trade a guy, you got to go for a little bit of character assassination, you know. That's how it works.
So guys, I don't know how valuable you think. Two first-round picks.
The back injury, though, he has a back issue, right? If you're a Packers fan, you might be a little nervous about that.
Anyway, all right, we'll be back in a snap. It's brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills. And we'll get into the matchup, Bills and Ravens, what to expect. Chris Brown joins us on the other side for part of our Football Friday coverage. Chris joins us Fridays and Mondays, depending on when the game is. If the game's on a Thursday, we'll talk on a Thursday, you know. But Chris Brown coming up next here on WGR on Football Friday.